Virginia Public Radio is underwritten by the Virginia Education Association. Teaching, learning, leading.
According to the few reporters allowed in the room, the judge said the Robert E. Lee Monument is, quote, the property of the people. The suit is based on a deed from 1890 that gifts the statue to the state. The plaintiff, who claims to be a descendant of the donors, argues officials are obligated by the language of the deed to protect the monument. In the courtroom Thursday, the judge actually dismissed the plaintiff's standing, but granted him 3 weeks to refile an amended complaint, essentially saying, rework your argument and try again. Speaking after the hearing, Virginia Attorney General Mark Herring says he's confident the state will ultimately prevail.
So we're going to continue to do everything we can to make sure that this relic to a racist past comes down.
The next hearing in the case will be in late July. In the meantime, the injunction keeps state officials from moving forward with their plan to remove the monument. I'm Mallory Nopane.